is the Schnitt Show.
As a conservative radio talk show host, entertainer, I'm in a very interesting spot. My bones, my spine, my ideology, that's been rock solid for decades and decades. You know, I've told the story that I determined essentially that, yeah, I'm a conservative. When I was 12, 13 years old, that's when I really knew what I was. You know, I learned a lot from talk radio, actually. You know, I grew up in New York until I was 11, and that's not where it happened. There I was bitten by the radio bug, but that was music radio. I was bitten by the sound of an old station, music radio, 77 WABC. It's back in the early 1970s when I can remember, 1971, 72, where I was, 6 years old in 72. So I can go back and I can really remember probably maybe parts of 1970, 71, so 5, 6 years old, when it came to maybe even late 4, 5, 6, somewhere in that zone. And I became fascinated by radio. I loved it. And it was a very invigorating, exciting radio station, where I grew up in New York City. And, I lived in New York until I was three, in the city, in Queens, till I was three. And then we moved to Rockland County, where I lived until I was 11, and we moved to Virginia Beach. So found out that I love radio at a very, very early age. And then when I got to Virginia Beach, I was listening to a combination of music radio. I had found local music stations that I liked. I found a talk radio station that I liked, and that's where I started listening to talk radio hosts. And I would listen to a little bit of talk radio, listen to music radio. And again, I probably 11, 12, 13 years old when I started to listening to more talk radio, plus music radio. And that's when I started to really understand news and politics. And that's when I determined, wait a minute. I think I know what I am. You look at, for instance, Ronald Reagan. You look at Reagan, first elected in 1980. And we had moved to Virginia Beach when I was 11 years old. It was late 76 that we moved there. And again, I started listening to more talk radio and listening to different programs, different hosts, some local, some syndicated. And that's when I realized that I know what I am. I knew which ideology floated my boat. I knew what I agreed with. And that's when I determined, I'm a conservative. And that hasn't changed. My first vote ever when I turned 18 in 1984 was for Ronald Reagan in his second term. I was too young to vote when he was elected first in 1980. But 84 was the first time I could vote. And again, I was able now to vote my ideology for Ronald Reagan. So why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because fundamentally, I have not changed. What has changed is the Republican Party. What has changed are many Republican voters. And this is all leading up to the fact that I watched this town hall on CNN, and a lot of people did. The ratings were huge, very big ratings. Trump drew a crowd. There's no doubt about it. But the reason why I'm bringing up a little bit of my history and trying to establish, how I developed politically is because there is no way in hell that I can come on this radio program as a conservative radio broadcaster, entertainer, and say that I thought Trump was great last night. There's no way I can do it. And when I talk about the shift in the Republican Party and followers or those that identify as Republican or conservative, we have to talk about the split in the party, that there are Republicans, I'll say, slash conservatives, that support Trump, and essentially Trump can do anything, and they'll still support the guy. And then we have Republican slash conservatives that are just appalled by Trump, that there is such a decency issue that there's no way that you can support this guy. And that's where I find myself, and I have for quite some time. You know, I have mentioned many times on this program that I like a lot of Trump's policies, but the man himself, Trump, whenever he opens his mouth, it's like an anus that's just talking. He's a talking anus. And he's such a miserably indecent man. He's such a bloviator. It's tough to be able to not be jaded by his just utterly abhorrent behavior. So that's the disconnect. That's where I find myself. I've become even stronger as far as conservative in many areas. You know, I'm socially a little bit more moderate on certain things. Fiscally, I'm very conservative. Again, a lot of the Trump policies I liked, but the man is an utterly disgusting, horrific human being. He is a bad, bad dude. And again, it was on full display last night. You know, I couldn't even keep track of the lies that came out of the guy's mouth. You know, I had my legal pad, I had my pen, and it was tough, literally, it was tough for me to keep track of all of the lying spew that came out of his mouth anus. It was difficult. I mean, I'm sorry. When I look at Trump and that mouth moving, it's like it's an anus. That's just my... It's a mumbling, babbling anus on his face. And I see the damage. I see the polarization, what's happened in this country. And I've got as much contempt for the Democrats. I've got as much contempt for Joe Biden, but different areas, you know, more policy areas. You know, the fact that Biden, you know, has a tough time walking and talking, and there are cognizant issues. And of course, my biggest issue are the Democrat policies, what the Democratic Party believes in, the fact that Biden was more of a moderate, and because of his feeble state, he's been pulled more to the progressive far left. Listen, I've spent hours and hours on this program, but listen, I'm not going to go and seesaw and balance this, because a lot of today is going to be analyzing what I witnessed last night. And it is not okay to just accept, absorb, and agree with Trump when he just had lie after lie after lie, just untruth, incorrect facts. I mean, just to the point where it was blatant. And what's scary, again, going back to the polarization within my party and those that I most politically identify with, is that there are people that still find Trump's behavior acceptable. There are individuals that are still sucked into this this gravitational force that they have a problem challenging the fact that the guy just lies. And listen, we can go over a number of these things during the course of the program, and I intend to. But we've got to fix our party. We've got to unify. We've got to come up with an electable Republican candidate for 2024 to get Biden out, to get the Democrats out of the White House. And I'm sorry, I just cannot see a world in which Trump is elected because he can't get the independent vote. He has lost a lot of suburban Republican women that would typically vote Republican. Because Trump, as I say, is a talking face anus. I'm sorry to be so blunt, but I'm being honest with you. I mean, that when I see this guy talk and he just blasts me with just incorrect story, incorrect fact, lie after lie. It's like a spoof. It's like we're being put on. When you know something is a fact, and he goes in the completely opposite direction and tries to change history, tries to come up with a whole different narrative when historically we know what happened, or we know that 2 + 2 = 4, and Trump is there trying to tell us that 2 + 2 = 9. And then you've got supporters that cheer him on, and suddenly they agree with the new Trump math that 2 + 2 = 9. I mean, we're in a bizarre freaking place in this country. And, oh, I can do all 3 hours on the problems with the Democrats, and I do on many of an occasion. But what I have to spend time on today is the fact that Trump was hosted by CNN last night. We had this town hall meeting. I watched Trump deliver lie after lie to the point where, like I said, it was tough to keep track of everything that was false that came out of his face. And there were supporters in the audience that were cheering him on. I mean, who are these people? Where's the decency? Where is respect? Where is the quest for truth, honesty, integrity? What has Trump done that has caused all of that to be disintegrated? What has happened to a large portion of my party? And I've said this on numerous occasions, that those in my orbit, my friends, colleagues of mine that identify as Republicans or conservatives, and a lot of my friends, they've had it with Trump. Most have. And I'm talking about staunch Republican conservatives. They had it with Trump a long time ago. And they don't want to send him any money. They don't want to support the guy. They're hoping that there's a better, more viable Republican nominee. But are we in a nightmare? Are we in this quagmire nightmare where we're going to get sucked into a Trump nomination again? With everything that is brewing, with all of the issues loose, I already did a long time ago. Listen, I'm just speaking from the heart. Whether you like what I have to say or not, I'm sorry, I can't help that. But in your core, I believe most of you know that what I'm saying is true. I can't get beyond the fact that Trump is loathsome. Like a lot of his policies, agreed with a lot of his policies when he was president, but as a human being, I just can't take him anymore. I can't even imagine another full-blown process when we have everyone with their hats in the ring. I can't imagine the campaigning period. I can't imagine the election. And let's say Trump were reelected. I mean, I can't imagine another 4 years. Let's face it, Trump is too old as well. Biden is a walking corpse, a zombie. Trump, not as bad. But Trump is also too old to become president. And I think Trump has mental problems. I think Biden has degenerative issues. He has cognitive issues. But I think Trump genuinely has mental problems. All right, I have a lot to say. I've got audio bites that I want to play. And again, how do you continue to spew just lie after lie after lie and not get challenged by talk radio hosts like me? I will do this. I feel good about it. But there are others in my genre that will not do it.
This is the Schnitt Show.
You've heard the big news. Fox News fired Tucker Carlson. Now, Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll asking you if it was right to fire Tucker. And we want to know if you want Tucker back on cable TV. It's easy to vote in the Newsmax poll. Just text us and we'll instantly send you the poll. Text the word OPEN to 39747. That's OPEN to 39747. Let us know what you think. Vote today. Let your voice be heard about Tucker. Text the word OPEN to 39747 now. Millions of Americans are making the switch to America's fastest-growing news channel, Newsmax. Every day, watch Rob Schmidt, Eric Boling, Greta Van Susteren, Mike Huckabee, and more. Vote in the Tucker poll. Text OPEN to 39747. Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life, from carpooling kids to work to friends and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Simply Safe was named Best Home Security of 2023 by U.S. News and World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors, indoor and outdoor HD cameras, and hazard detectors are powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring, so you get emergency help fast. Get 20% off any new system with interactive monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Inflation, out-of-control debt, lack of transparency with spending. America's got money problems, and it's only getting worse, not better. But there is hope. Every Thursday at 9 a.m., it's Good Money with Tho Bishop, Communications Director of the Mises Institute. Tho Bishop digs into what the government is really doing with your money and how we can fix it. He's solving America's money problems 1 hour at a time. It's Good Money with Tho Bishop, every Thursday right here on Money Talk 1010.
Cool story. Bicycle makers Orville and Wilbur Wright crafted almost every piece of their flying machines by hand at their shop in Dayton, Ohio. But in December 1903, the Wright brothers chose to test their first prototype at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, to take advantage of the winds off the Atlantic. On December 17th, Orville won the coin toss and took his position at the controls. The flyer accelerated along the launch rail and lifted off, achieving the first powered flight of an airplane at just over 120 feet.
Did you spot the mistake? It doesn't affect the story much, but it's still important. At Integrity Homes, details matter. When you choose Integrity to install and service your air conditioner, you know that the people who do the work, who assemble and double-check every part of your air conditioning system by hand, care about getting the details right, whether you notice it or not. It's the difference between doing the job and doing the job with integrity. Visit homeofintegrity.com.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Simply Safe, we design award-winning security to protect every inch of your home. It's easy to set up yourself, and now there's an even easier option. Have an expert do it for you with Simply Safe Pro Install. Always protecting, never a contract. 2 easy installation options, backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. Get 20% off any new system with interactive monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
So I think I pretty much said already that I don't know where to begin discussing this Trump town hall on CNN last night. However, since I am Schnitt, I do know where to begin. And we shall next.
The Schnitt Show.
Zero Res. Spell it forward or backward. It's the right way to clean.
Hey, are you thirsty for coming?
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can join us on the phone line. Share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. And as teased earlier, giving away a four-pack to tomorrow night's Brewers game at American Family Field. The Brewers hosting the Kansas City Royals. You can catch the game across several Civic Media radio stations, WISS Oshkosh Air Support in the Fox Valley, as well as through the Driftless region on WRCE News from the Center. And or you can be a winner if you got the answer to this trivia question. If you can name the first Milwaukee Brewer to win season MVP. Brewer that won season MVP. Sorry, Todd, you're not eligible
for the tickets. Me, what, five guesses earlier today?
844-967-2789. If you can name the first Milwaukee Brewer to win the season MVP for the crew, you can be going with three friends or family members, acquaintances, whoever you want to take with you. It's a four-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's Brewers game, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. We thank Civic Media for the opportunity to give away these tickets. We're very excited. Hoping the crew can, you know, right the ship a little bit because been on a little bit of a skid.
A little injury bug, but they just a day of rest will do them some good. And if you're listening, let me just say this. These are not just your average seat. They're not out the bleachers, not up the nosebleed. These are club-level seats. You get your own entry, your own concessions area, padded seats, cushions, big-screen TVs. Even guys that come to your seat and deliver your concessions to you if you want.
Yeah, this is a pretty nice setup that AmFam Field's got now. Yeah, they're very nice seats.
These are seriously club-level great tickets.
It is a terrific way to experience the game. If you can name the first Milwaukee Brewer to win season MVP, you will be going to the Brewers game with three other friends tomorrow. 844-967-2789. And, Todd, you know, if people want to share a tangent on another topic, they can as well.
Sure.
Because we've got the Packers schedule
came
got
out
released,
today.
Yeah, so there's more sports tangents there. One of the things I teased yesterday that I did not get to talk about in the show, so planned on talking about it today, and as we wait for Evan to help screen some of our callers to see if they've got the trivia answer we're looking for.
They're dialing in.
I'm going to share this tangent on Clarence Thomas.
Please do.
Because Harlan Crow,
I love this,
received a letter. Harlan Crow is the Texas businessman.
Nazi-loving.
Yeah, he's got a weird admiration or collection, whatever you want to call it.
Fetish.
Yeah, that would be one way to describe it.
With Nazi memorabilia. Go ahead.
With a signed copy of Mein Kampf and statues of not just Adolf Hitler, but other 20th century dictators in his garden. It's just a strange way to decor your outdoor living space, but, you know, to each their own. But Harlan Crow received a letter from the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the letter, chaired by Dick Durbin, sent this letter to Harlan Crow asking him, because a previous letter sent last week from Dick Durbin and the U.S. Senate committee overseeing the judiciary to the Supreme Court kind of got a thanks but no thanks reply from the Chief Justice John Roberts. And so this committee sent a letter to Harlan Crow asking for him to voluntarily describe the gifts that he has given to Clarence Thomas over the years. Because due to ProPublica and other terrific outlets doing some more hard-hitting journalism than I think the Supreme Court beat has been subject to in years past, we found out a lot about some of the boxes on the tax forms that weren't checked and some of the private trips to Indonesia and the Adirondacks that were taken. And Harlan Crow, his attorney, Todd, used separation of powers as an excuse not to cooperate with the U.S. Senate's Judiciary Committee in looking into these activities. Right. Can you believe that? That the separations of powers extend to a Texas billionaire that helps fund the lifestyle of one of our Supreme Court justices. Did you know that?
I did not. I did not know that.
Just as the founders intended.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Just as the founders intended. I want to pull my hair out on this topic, Todd. Like, it is just baffling that this is, and we're waiting for U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein to get better. She is reportedly back in D.C.
Did you see her, the pictures of her yesterday? I mean, honest to goodness, that poor woman. It looks like a skeleton in a wheelchair.
She was there for several votes today, it sounds like. So there were some votes that she was present for. Some of the work on this Judiciary Committee was underway. But with her health in questionable regard, it is going to be difficult to see Dick Durbin and the Democrats in the U.S. Senate take any formidable stance to hold Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, John Roberts, any of these actors, Harlan Crow, accountable for the blatant ethics violations and probably illegal tax. I guess it would be tax fraud if they checked the boxes saying, oh no, there was no income, or no, I didn't give you the info for who sold the property to. It's fascinating. 844-967-2789. We got a couple of callers on the line then. Let's head over. We got Brett from Cottage Grove calling in. Brett, you have an answer for our trivia question this afternoon.
I do. I was going to say Yount.
Unfortunately, it is not Robin Yount.
That was one of my guesses, Brett.
Okay, that's good. Because I couldn't use the tickets. I was just going to pass them on.
Okay, so just trying to play a game of trivia just to play a game of trivia, huh, Brett?
I'd like to play along with you guys.
All right, you got another tangent for us on this Thursday afternoon?
No, going back to Trump's rally last night on CNN.
That's cool.
Please do.
400-some people, and they were all MAGAs and Trump backers. It wasn't a town hall. It was a rally. And the thing he mentioned about the sexual thing or everything else, I never knew her and everything else. Mm-hmm. Then he went on to talk about how she pushed him into a locker room or dressing room. Mm-hmm. But then he just jumped all over the host. Mm-hmm. It's like, God, CNN, what are you doing?
Yeah, that is an excellent point, Brett. CNN, what are you doing? Because it did feel like they were broadcasting and televising a Trump rally.
He called Caitlin Collins nasty. Called her nasty.
That's just one of the things that he just calls anybody that just pushes back. Or
especially women.
Yes, I was going to say, specifically women. He refers to as nasty women if they show any inclination of disagreement with Donald Trump. Oh, you're nasty.
Right.
And it is a terrible approach to having a civilized conversation in the first place, but then going on and being able to present your point of view that way across national television was disturbing. And again, it's why I didn't tune in for it, because I don't watch Trump rallies. And I didn't think that I was going to learn anything new that I didn't already know about the guy. And I feel like that's how a lot of people took it, but it is upsetting that CNN decided, you know what, for the ratings, for the money, we're going to do this.
Well, the quick backstory, of course, is that Chris Licht, who was at CBS and launched the new version of CBS This Morning with Charlie Rose until he had a Me Too problem, to put it lightly. And then he went to the Colbert Show and ended up being the executive producer of Colbert. And now he's at CNN, was charged with turning the network around. And his new morning show there went to pot because of Don Lemon. And now he tried this approach last night with Caitlin Collins, trying to launch her in primetime, and decided to bring Trump in. And in my opinion, strictly for ratings and money. And it did a disservice to democracy.
That's what it felt like. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. If you got a tangent for us, or if you got an answer to our trivia question, giving away a 4-pack of Brewers tickets to tomorrow night's game hosting the Kansas City Royals, we are looking for the first Milwaukee Brewer to win a season MVP. Up next, we got Randy in Stoughton calling in. Randy, you got an answer for our trivia question?
You know, it wouldn't be fair because I had the same answer as the other gentleman, but in the meantime, I thought about it, and I know who it is, but I can't go anyway. I'm sorry. I can tell you off the air who it is.
we'll have to hold your answer. How about you just share your tangent with us, Randy, and we'll wait for the next caller to be able to see if they've got the correct answer.
Sure. Well, my tangent would be basically an infomercial last night for Donald Trump. It was really just disgusting stuff, you know? I'm disappointed CNN would afford him that opportunity.
Did you watch it last night, Randy? Did you see any of it?
Yeah, I saw excerpts of it online later on.
What did you find most offensive? What was the most offensive thing to you?
Well, how we treated the lady running the
Caitlin Collins.
Yeah. calling her nasty and all that. It was like flashbacks of Hillary. I'm like, come on. He's still getting away with this stuff?
Yeah. It was one thing in 2016 before he had a lot of time spent on the national stage, but now it 7 years later, it's pretty upsetting to believe that a cable television network would platform the twice impeached former
insurrectionist president.
Folks, 844-967-2789. If you do have an answer for our Brewers trivia question and can go to the game, we're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's game against the Kansas City Royals. 844-967-2789. We are looking for the first Milwaukee Brewer to win season MVP. We got Lynn from Oconomowoc calling in. Lynn, you got an answer for our trivia question today?
Raleigh Fingers?
There we go. We got a winner. Ding, 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 ding. Congratulations, Lynn. Yeah, it was, I believe, the fifth guest that Todd had. So congratulations. We're sending you and three others to the Milwaukee Brewers game tomorrow night. Thanks to Civic Media. For everybody else in the listening audience, you can listen to the game that Lynn will be at on Oshkosh Air Support and WRCE News from the Center. Lynn, you got a tangent to share with us on this Thursday afternoon as well?
Well, I'm on my way to Kewaskum to a track meet.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's a great night. Is it a child, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, a friend?
My granddaughter runs the 100 and then the 400 relay and the long jump.
So that's great. Exciting. My godson's used to do the 100 and 400 too.
Meet of the season.
But see, you got to be there at the beginning and the end, right? Because the relay is one of the last things of the night. So you got to be in there for the whole thing. Luke was over helping out with the track meet the other night.
Yeah, I was doing that on Friday night last week, working a track meet down in Edgerton. So it is that time of year. Yeah. High school sports are in full swing. You can listen to high school sports across Civic Media. We're doing terrific coverage up in Bull Falls Radio for Wausau and around the state on other local Civic Media stations as well. The spring season is coming to an end with those final track meets and final, I believe baseball still goes on for some time now.
Softball, but, yep.
So we appreciate you, Lynn. Stay tuned with Evan. He's going to get your information. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. But really, it's just the Harlan Crow. Well, you can't actually ask me these questions. Separations of power.
And our friend, you know how much I enjoy tangents, but you know I also enjoy Matt Flynn Direct. And Matt was talking about this a couple days ago, or maybe it was yesterday. You know, the Congress asked the Supreme Court. They got to say, look, you got to have some ethics here. And they said, well, we already did it. Like 6 days before, they passed this kind of shoddy. Oh, sure, we got ethics. We've got ethics.
They signed a letter saying, oh, yeah, we all will uphold ourselves to our own ethical standards.
Right.
It's like, we're not going to share what those are. Yeah.
Right.
We still don't know who leaked the Dobbs decision last year.
Thank you very much. I was going to ask you this. What's your thought on this? And we'd be interested in people calling in, give us your thoughts as well. Matt brought this up. I agree with him. There's somebody inside the Supreme Court, because ProPublica just didn't all of a sudden discover all this stuff. Someone is feeding them some stuff, whether it's in the Supreme Court, whether it's in Congress. There's somebody on the inside.
You think there's a deep throat in the Supreme Court?
Well, I won't go there today. But
that's what you're indicating, Todd. It's that there's somebody on the inside feeding this information, during the Woodward and Bernstein finding out Watergate.
I'm not the only, like I say, Matt touched on this, other people have touched on this, that there appears to be, I mean, ProPublica is a great organization, don't get me wrong, but it seems weird that it's just one story after another after another.
You don't, this is what I'll say. I'm not going to say that that's not probable or possible. But I don't think the same person that leaked the Dobbs decision is the person leaking this, because
I agree.
I think Alito or somebody in Alito's office, one of his clerks, I think, leaked the Dobbs decision.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to make sure that he kept the other, still pretty conservative but less conservative than him, members of the U.S. Supreme Court from changing their decision on, and Roberts did effectively change his decision. It was a 6-3 decision when Dobbs got leaked, and then it was 5-4 later on. And so if one more of those Supreme Court justices was a little more shaky and didn't get scared away from that leak, Dobbs could have been ruled a different way. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We got one more segment left in the day. Congratulations to Lynn and Oconomowoc going to the Brewers game. You can listen to the Brewers on Oshkosh Air Support and News from the Center. Share your tangent with us, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Todd Alba. You can join us on the phone line for this final segment, 844-967-2789. But you only get to participate if you're at least answering our questions. But we got CJ and Stoughton calling in. CJ, do separations of power extend to a Texas businessman billionaire, or is that kind of a nonsense question?
Well, I think the claims go all different directions, and there is a separation of powers.
So Congress has a separation of power against a Dallas businessman.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg testified about it and claimed that, yes, there is a true separation of power. So
But CJ, can you explain me how the separation between hang on, CJ, I got a question. Can you explain to me how the separation between the legislature, Congress, and the judiciary, the Supreme Court, extends to an individual? An individual that has obviously close ties with a member of the U.S. Supreme Court, but is not a member of the judiciary. Can you please explain to me how Harlan Crow can be like, well, you can't ask me questions because separation of powers?
Well, if they really cared about it, they'd use a subpoena to bring him and testify. But, you know, are you guys living April Fool's Day? You know, Mayorkas says the border's not open. Have you seen pictures of that success? That's a tangent for you guys. If you want to discuss a real issue today.
I would love that Congress would come together and pass comprehensive immigration reform, CJ, but Republicans in Congress in 2017 and Democrats attempted to do it, and former President Donald Trump said, no, I really like this as a midterm issue, and tanked the deal.
CJ, I'll tell you this. I used to work for a Republican member of Congress, Scott Klug, and I handled immigration issues for 4 years. I went down to the immigration office in Milwaukee, and then the director of the Wisconsin office for Senator Herb Kohl, Eve Galanter, and I, one a Republican, one Democrat, met with immigration officials, and they've told us point blank range. Congress, both Republican and Democrat, don't appropriate enough money for the correct agents or the correct procedures and the paperwork and the computers to handle it all. I've also been to the U.S. Embassy in El Salvador and stood in line and watched the lack of respect and the lack of staffing at the embassies on the ground. If you want to fix immigration, you have to go and fix the conditions at the places where people are coming from. I actually have experience in this. That's what you have to do.
Yeah. But, you know, that's a pretty complex answer, and that it would actually address the problem rather than just using the problem for political purposes. Folks, you could share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. And one more quick here before we go to our last tangent of the day. We got Mark from Prairie du Sac calling in. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, so CJ, try answering the question that you've been posed to rather than...
Well, he did answer it, Mark. He did say that they should subpoena, and I don't disagree with that notion. I think that the U.S. Senate committee should absolutely subpoena Harlan Crow. They tried to go the nice route first and send the letter to have him cooperate willingly. But if he's not going to do that, I just think it's comical that this billionaire thinks that, oh, I can use the excuse of separation of powers to get out of this.
No, the Congress certainly has the right to question the Supreme Court. I mean, that's part of, you know, they're not questioning the Supreme Court's power in this particular case. Just saying that we need to find out what's going on because Congress does have the power to regulate the courts. I mean, that is right within our laws.
Absolutely, because along with separation of powers is checks and balances. I think that sometimes gets lost in the schoolhouse rock of things. But, you know, you've got checks and balances are just as important as separation of powers. And if there are a runaway of ethical questions, it is absolutely within the means of Congress to use its checks and balances to do oversight over the U.S. Supreme Court. Appreciate the tangent, Mark. 844-967-2789. This is the final tangent of the day, Todd.
That's a great one.
Yeah, it is a good one. I think There may be a somebody losing Uncle of the Year award out of this one, because I swear, if this happened with me and either of my nephews or my niece, I think my sister and my brother would be pretty upset with me.
You'd be canceled?
I would definitely no longer be responsible for watching their kids on the camping trip, but a Wisconsin boy lost for 2 days in Michigan Park, prayed he wouldn't spend the rest of his life in the woods. This is reported over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, originally over at the Associated Press, though. And the quote from the 8-year-old boy, Nante Nimai, I believe is how the last name's pronounced. So my uncle, he said, go back to the camp. And I couldn't say, I don't know the way back to the camp, because he'd already turned around and left.
Aw, poor kid.
From the kid's account, he spent 2 nights in the Porcupine Mountains up on the UP, which area I know pretty familiar. Mm-hmm. I go up there every year for pretty much my entire life.
It's dense.
And there's a lot of woods. It's pretty easy to get lost and turn around up there in the woods. But I think my sister would just have my rear end in a sling if I just decided, you know, to point in one direction and then walk off before I knew that my nephew was in the right spot. But your thoughts on this little guy
being found? I feel bad for the kid. You got to feel for the poor uncle. I mean, he probably obviously didn't mean for that to happen. But yeah, I've got two nieces, a couple of godsons, and probably should have been a little bit more diligent in making sure. 8 years old, was he?
Yes, 8 years old. He was an 8-year-old Wisconsin boy who spent 2 days lost in the Porcupine Mountains. But there was a search party of like 150, yeah. I believe, yep. that went out and found him.
And I believe of the story I read, he covered up. He was a smart kid, though. He covered up with pine bough branches and leaves to keep warm and ate fresh snow.
Yeah.
So he had some survival, maybe some Boy Scout or Cub Scouting, but he knew what to do.
He was putting two and two together, and he kept himself safe until found by the search party 2 days later.
In a related story, this is totally true. A woman was also stranded, I believe, in California in her car and kept herself alive on wine and lollipops. I'm not making that up. She had a bottle of wine and lollipops.
Did she have to go for more than 2 days, too?
It was a good amount of time. Oh, it was a good amount of time.
Oh, jeez.
A bottle of wine and lollipops. It sounds like a party at Luke's house. Right there. That's a true story. So survival. Depending on whether you're an 8-year-old kid or a middle-aged woman with wine and lollipops, you got to get her done.
Life finds a way, as Jurassic Park likes to say. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. Really appreciate Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, joining me for this Thursday afternoon. Looking forward to joining you.
Tomorrow morning, it's Mathers and Alba in the morning. Stay tuned, 8 until 11.
Yes, on WRCE News from the Center, WLAK Lake Air, and WXCO Bull Falls Radio. Folks, if you missed any portion of this edition of Dueling Tangents, you can check out the website for our podcast, civicmedia.us. Dueling Tangents, go to the podcast. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you find your fine podcasts. Appreciate all of our callers. Stay tuned to Civic Media Programming. We're giving away Brewers tickets all through the end of this week for this upcoming weekend series with the home series against the Kansas City Royals. So you still got some more opportunities to win if you did not get to today, like Lynn from Oconomowoc did. But we're excited to give those tickets away. The crew returns on Oshkosh Air Support and News from the Center tomorrow. We'll talk to you later.